Thanks for listening to this podcast. For those who do not know me, my name is Evan Jones, and I am in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And today I'm going to be talking about just not giving up. But before I do that, I just want to open up in prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for this podcast, for your mercy and your grace. God, I pray that you would just flow through me, God, and that you would just touch the person, whoever is listening. God, that you would just keep your angels around them and around me. I thank you for your mercy and for your grace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. So I just want to talk today about not giving up. And if you already are feeling that way in 2024, and you're saying to yourself, I have already given up, and I've lost hope, and I have not been seeing what I thought I would be seeing from Jesus, and he just hasn't given me what I wanted. If you're feeling that way, bro, like, come on. Like, those who know me, I'm straight to the point. Like, it is too early in the year to be feeling this way. For me, last year was terrible. Like, I felt like this, and it destroyed me. And if I would have just caught the devil's lie immediately last year in my life, if I would have just caught the devil's lie, last year would have been totally different. And instead, I just fed the devil. I just continued to be selfish in my thinking, and I didn't care about what anyone else thought or, you know, what it was affecting in my life or anything like that. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. And I don't know, I gave up because I guess I felt like God wasn't hearing my prayers, and I was tired, and I felt like God didn't notice me at all. And I don't want you to feel like that. You know, nobody needs to feel like that. And unfortunately, we all go through this feeling. You know, whether you've been saved for 60 years and you've never missed a church service, you have felt this way. And if you're a new Christian, you're going to feel this way at some point in your life, and it's going to test you, or you've already felt this way. And maybe you're not feeling like this right now. You know, currently I am on fire for God, and I thank Jesus for everything that he's done. And, you know, this thought and this thing has been going through my mind about just not giving up, but I currently do have the victory, and I thank Jesus for all that he's done for me. So if you're feeling that way, just know that, you know, you're not alone. That's what the devil does, is he makes it seem like you're the only one who's gone through it. You're the only person going through it. And if you tell somebody that you're going through it, it's going to be bad. But I can tell you right now that when I was going through this, you know, my parents, my family, they knew that I was going through this. And, you know, if anything, it helps because they were praying for me. And if it wasn't for their prayers and for their sacrifice and for, you know, just lifting me up to God, who knows what would have happened. You know, what are you doing during your day? Are you consistently thinking about Jesus in your life? Are you praying to God every day? You know, something last year that made me get off track was, you know, I stopped praying and I stopped reading to God. You know, that special time, you know, of seeking God and putting God first in the first hour of the day that I'm awake, I did not do that. And that is what got me off track, because I missed it one day and I said, oh, I'll do it the next day. But I didn't do it the next day. And then it was a week had gone by and I didn't do it. And then a month, and then 2 months, and then it became 6 months. And, you know, that is the most important thing. If you're not reading and if you're not praying and just talking to Jesus like a friend, just like I'm talking on this podcast right now, like, if you can't just talk to God like I'm talking right now, then you're missing the point. Like, when I go to prayer, I'm like, God, I need your help so much right now, Jesus. Please just give me patience and give me joy and help me with this situation and this thing. You know, and I just kind of start listing all the things I need help with. And then at the end, I say, God, thank you for your mercies. Thank you for touching my life and for giving me joy and peace and for giving me another day to wake up and to praise you. You know, that's what it is, going to God in prayer. And you don't have to pray. You know, you don't need to read your Bible for 3 hours a day and pray for 3 hours a day. No, God is not asking for that. God is just asking for the first hour of the day and for you to be sincere and just to talk to him like a friend. If we are not praying and talking to God consistently, then how are we supposed to feel, how are we supposed to stay saved? We can't. It's like impossible. We can't do it on ourselves, because once we stop talking to God and stop the communication with Jesus, we look to ourselves and we become selfish, self-centered. We want to do whatever we want, and we try doing things on our own to fix it, and we're not leaning on Jesus. That's the whole thing. You know, when we get saved and we give all of our cares and our burdens to Jesus, that's what he does for us. He wants to do that for you. So once you stop doing that, you're just saying, I don't want anything about you, Jesus. You know, I want to go back to doing it myself. That's when the devil, he'll slide in nice and smooth. Maybe he'll bring a relationship in, or he'll, you know, make you more busy at work, or maybe he'll bring division in your family or something like that. That's when he slides in. And then that is when you become selfish and you start to backslide and you want to give up. Oh, that was good right there. Oh my gosh. Ooh-wee, come on, cut. What are you thinking about in the day? Are you thinking about, God consistently? Is he constantly on your mind? Because I'll be straight with me. Like, there's times where I don't think about Jesus during the day or anything like that. Are you going to church because you want more from Jesus? You know, you're not going to church just to hang out with your friends or because you're going to a ministry, but are you going to church because you want to receive something more and you want to become a better Christian and you want to be closer to Jesus? Are you hanging around the wrong crowd? Like, you know, these are all areas where, you know, if you're hanging around the wrong crowd, they're pulling you away from Jesus and from just the simplicity of just love Jesus and trust God with your whole heart, and he's got your back. So are you hanging around the wrong crowd? Are your friends pulling you away? Is there a relationship? Is there a girlfriend or a boyfriend that's like, you know, you want to be saved, but they don't, and so you're kind of wanting to do what they want to do? Maybe it's just in your family. Maybe your family is trying, you know, maybe it's hard going to church because your family doesn't want to go to church and they're pulling you away. You know, these are all things that if we're not careful, you know, then the devil's gonna, he's gonna come in and he's gonna sneak his way in. I hope this is helping somebody. This is helping me right now. You know, in 2 Chronicles 15:7, I had to pull it up on my phone. It says, but as for you, be strong and courageous, for your work will be rewarded. So be strong, you know, don't give up. You know, when we don't pray and we don't read, it's like we're going out in the fight unprotected. And if we just continue to read and to pray and to seek God, you know, and be strong and courageous in that, you know, our work is going to be rewarded no matter what we're doing. If you're doing a job that seems meaningless to you, God sees you and God wants more for you. And you're not doing that for nothing. You're doing it for Jesus, and God has a plan and he has a future for you. You know, I started thinking, like, what if God did that to us? Going back to what I was talking about, like me missing days of prayer and reading or just not wanting to do that. Like, what if God was like that with us? You know, what if we sat down and we wanted to, you know, talk to Jesus and he wasn't there and he was just like, no, I'm busy today, Evan. I ain't got time for that. Like, I ain't got time for your drama, for your mistakes. Like, I got more important people to talk about. Oh my gosh. You know how we would cut God off immediately. But consistently, we do that to him. Like, we miss months of praying and reading. We miss days and weeks. And yet, every single time, God shows up and he hears us. And he, you know, he wants the best for us. You know, that's why God is God and we are humans, because as humans, we are weak and we are selfish and we can't think of anything else but ourselves. But God, you know, he's thinking of everybody and he has a plan for you specifically. Of course, if our priorities are not on Jesus first, then we're going to want to give up because we're trying to do everything on our own and we can't. Like, we can't do everything on our own. It doesn't work. Everything I'm saying goes back to being in communication with Jesus. You know, if we're just in communication, if we're just consistently praying and reading our Bible, God will hear us. God, he never leaves you. You know, God, he answers your prayers. It might not be in the time that you want. You know, you might not be seeing it, but I promise you, I promise that God hears you and that he cares more about your situation than you care. And you got family, you know. If here's another thing, you know, if you're going through something, tell somebody, because we're not meant to go through life by ourselves and to hold everything in. Yes, I don't talk a lot at all. Like, I'm very simple. And I, like, whenever my mom or someone in my family, like, wants to talk to me, I give them, like, one word answers. I just don't talk. Like, I hold things in. And actually, this podcast has been helping me because I'm able to, express things. It's easier for me to express things to a camera than it is for me to express things, like, in person, I guess. I don't know. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, find someone who is trustable, who you trust, and, you know, talk to them and share them the things that you're going through, because, you know, they'll lift you up in prayer. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." I love that scripture. That's such a great scripture to end on. So let's go ahead and just close this in prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for this podcast. I thank you for your mercy and your grace and for loving us no matter what. God, I pray that you just have your way. I bind just the feeling of giving up and not caring. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you just help every person, God, to be strong and courageous, God, because we know at the end, God, that you are going to reward this, God, that you are going to give us the desires of our heart. And I thank you for your mercy, and I thank you for your grace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, guys, thanks for listening. See ya.